Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Andy Goss, GAUSE.com, AndyGoss.com. Right, Andy?
That's correct, Andy, AndyGause.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, there's more reading than you could do in a lifetime, and a few videos and some things that you can educate yourself on the monetary system and how it works.
And find out how to do business with your company, too, right?
Well, that's more on the commercial side. I also have usgoldcoins.com, obvious on what it does, but you can buy and sell American gold coins there. We prefer the old-fashioned way. You know, call our 800 number, talk to a person in America, and they'll guide you through the pitfalls, because there are some. And once you learn how that works. You know, in fact, Jim, I have three audio CDs. One is called The Federal Reserve, How It Works and How It Operates and What It Isn't. Two is The Definition of Money. What the heck is a dollar anyway? And then three, Protecting Your Wealth, will tell you how to go about doing this. If any of your listeners would like this, you can have the package free. All you got to do is mention that you heard it on Jim's show and call us at 800-468-2646. You'll also find that number on the website.
All right.
And we'll send you those for free. Just again, that you heard it on Jim's show.
Thank you for that, Andy. Folks, please take advantage of that. I promise you, you'll get smarter and you'll thank me later. Andy, this scenario, I don't like being a doom and gloom kind of guy. I know you don't like to be either, but we've really got some global stuff upside down right now in the financial markets that could take us all down. What is your best advice on how to gird our loins during this time?
Well, I heard this on one of the TV programs. I think it was a movie. There are three ways to make money in this business, in the financial business, and the first is to cheat, of course, and the second is to be smarter than everybody else, and the third is to be first. And then the guy goes on to say, I don't cheat, although I'd like to think I'm really smart, I'm probably not smarter than everybody else, so what does that leave? I'll be first. And so the first guy that's going to sell his treasury bonds, the first guy that sells his municipal bonds and his corporate debt, he's going to get the most money. The last guy, man, he's lucky to get a dime on his dollar. So right now, I think the gird your loins, well put, move to the sidelines just for a minute. Even if you have to pay some taxes, at least lock in some gains, and shorten your maturities on your longer bonds, stop risking for yield because it's mispriced. So, you know, to get that extra point or two, you may be going out 20 or 30 years.
This is not a time to be greedy, is it?
No, sir. No, sir. And it's a time to be conservative. And so you might understand now why 50-year Swiss bonds are selling at, you know, negative rates of return. Because folks would rather get a return of their principal than a return on their principal. So that's what you should be doing right now, is heading for the sidelines. Now, of course, you know the adage, Jim, if you never ask a barber if you need a haircut.
Right.
For me, as a gold coin dealer, I'm going to tell you to move 10 to 15% of your assets into the gold and silver coin market, but at very least, move to the sidelines. Don't stretch. Don't take big risks.
One thing about gold and silver, of course, I guess you can spend silver, but you can't really spend gold, can you?
No, you can't, but you can lock it in your safe and know where it is at night.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to wake up in the morning and find out that it's all worthless.
Right.
So this is unfortunately.
Are you surprised gold is as low as it is right now?
No, actually not. Because since the majority of gold and silver trading is all done on paper and electronically. So as the former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson famously said, you don't know who's not wearing a bathing suit until the tide goes out. So you got a lot of this. People owe other people gold.
Right.
And you don't know if they have it or not. And for me, I'm a different kind of a bird there. It's all physical possession. You put it in your safe, in your vault, And, you know, that's, to me, the ultimate protection.
What is a silver dollar, a reasonably kept, reasonably preserved silver dollar worth today in general?
You know, interestingly enough, in 1964, that silver dollar would have bought you 5 gallons of gas. Okay? So what would it buy today? About 10 gallons of gas.
Really?
You know, in reality, a silver dollar is worth about $25. And this is why we were always told when we were kids, Jim, save your money.
Right.
Live debt-free. Pay off your debts early. Because your dollar actually appreciated in value. It actually went up. Once they took the silver and gold out as backing, heck, then it's just another piece of paper
just
like all the others.
Metal. So, yeah. Hey,
yeah,
Andy,
yeah.
Good
so
job.
If
today.
You have the actual money, you're better off.
Thanks for giving us your best take on how things are going. You've really opened our eyes and educated us a lot today. I appreciate it very much. I hope you'll come back soon.
Anytime, Jim. Thank
Thanks.
You, brother.
Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen, andygoss.com. Be sure to check that out. You'll be smarter when you do. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.